Last chabur we looked at the first sif in Resh Pei Zayin, turning our attention from Resh Pei Vav, which was what the tenaim of a room to be chayv mezuzah. Resh Pei Zayin focused on what the tenaim of the doorway to be chayv in mezuzah. And we looked at machlokas Rishonim, how to paskin on the machlokas hatanam about mezuzah mishneh tzadim versus only miyamin. Everyone agrees need a mashkof. Machlokas Rambam Rosh, another Machlokas Rambam Rosh, is what does it mean to be a mezuzah? And that's relevant for Mashkov as well. Do you actually need a separate beam, a separate frame, or do a Rashik Salim suffice? And then if you hold a Rashik Salim, so for the Machlokas, so Dita Machlokas, Rashin, Rosh, how broadly do you define Rashik Salim? Does that have to be pointing towards the doorway, or could they even be perpendicular to the doorway? And the Pesachei Tshuva quoted from Rabbi Yehuda, another important detail in terms of defining what a doorway is, or defining what mezuzahs are, is that they have to be vertical. If you have a totally horizontal door, and you have a full frame, you have either a door into an attic or a door going down into a cellar that's horizontal, that is not considered to be a mezuzah. We saw it came up in the previous siman, Machlokas Rambam Abba Rishon, whether you need a door. Is a door without a door chayv mezuzah or not? Sif Beis, return attention to now, is a further detail in terms of defining what constitutes a door and further nafkaminas, and that is the question of kippa from the Sigya and Yuma Yud Aleph on the Beis. What do you do when you have an archway? So normally you think of a mezuzah as mezuzah mashkev. You have clearly defined one or two vertical posts or vertical edges to the wall, and that's your mezuzah, or those are your mezuzahs, and then you have a horizontal cross piece on top, and that's your mashkev. Then the Gemara declares, well, how about if it's not neat vertical horizontal lines and neat right angles? How about if it's rounded? What would you do with a kippa? The Gemara in Yuma Daf Yalf of Days quotes a machlokas hatanan between Meir and the Chachamim. As you saw, what do you do if the kippa is Einbrag Leha Asara? Einbrag Leha Asara, the legs of the doorway are in 10 tefachim, but it's Gavoa Asara in the middle, and it's Rachav Dalet at one point. Which sounds like this. In a typical doorway would look like this. And it's 10 tefachim high, at least, 10 plus. And it's 4 plus tefachim wide. Usually doorways are way more than 4 tefachim, but at least 4 tefachim wide, at least 10 tefachim high. Well, so that's high. Then it sounds like, is how about you have something that looks like this? Maybe it looks like this. Or something like that. So in the center, the height is 10. Across from the pieces near the bottom, the width is 4 or more. But you don't have a width of 4 that extends all the way up to a height of 10. That sounds like what the Gemara was talking about. So you have the outlines. That's the Gemara has a Shaila, Machlokas Satanar, Meir, and the Chachamim, whether you would say Chokekin Lahashlim or not. Could you say, well, you have the outline, you have the width of 4 down below, you have the height of 10 in the middle, so you can imagine, okay, this, even though the upper corners above are filled in with wool, but you can imagine, Kielu, it's not there. Now that the framework is good enough. If not the same as, at least similar to when you have tefillin, the way the titura connects to the ma'abarta, you have the ma'abarta is the piece alongside where the ritzua goes through. So you have to have the ma'abarta ritzua to go through. That means that the base, the titura, is supposed to be a square, but it's not a full square, because on the fourth side, in the middle, it's attached
it flares out to the Mabarta. But you have a framework. You have these three sides are full, and you have the corner. You have these corners. So that's good enough. Or you think, let's say, a Pase de Rose in Erevin is similar. So that sounds like, well, along the lines, not the same as, maybe in Lumbus exactly the same, but it's sort of at least a similar concept of a Chokikin Rashi. But you say, well, I have the framework, I have the height of 10 in the middle, I have the width of 4 along the bottom. So that framework is good enough, even though as you move further up the doorway, it gets narrow, that's still appropriate. So that was a machlokas in the Yuma Yud Aleph Amud Beis between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. The Meir says, Chai, Chachamim say potrim. In a case where you don't have raglayim of asara, you could imagine raglayim of asara using chokin lahashim. Meir says yes or chayiv, chokin lahashim. Chum say no, your pocket. So question number one: how do we paskin? So take a look at the rov rishonim paskin like the chachamim. So the Rif and the Rambam do. Take a look at Shulchan Aruch, Reish Beis Zayin Siv Beis by Shleish Yishol Mezuzim Mikan Mikan. You have doorposts on both sides, and kippah kibin keshes al shtei mezuzos. Then you have an archway on top of the two doorposts instead of a regular mashkev. Instead of a horizontal mashkev, you have a kippah. So Shulchan Aruch says, "What's the din?" Shulchan Aruch says, "Depends whether yesh baragla asara or not. And yesh begova hamazuzos yutfachem or yoser chayit. If you have baragla asara, gevalda. But if you don't, putter. That's a chacham." Ain't choking lahashlim, you have to actually have real yesh b'ragaleha asara. And Ramo goes on to point out the corollary here is if you have a beautiful doorway that's nice and neat rectangular, but it's not 10 tefachim high, it's not a chayav mezuzah. And that's sort of the underlying hanacha of the whole sugya is that the minimum size requirements for a doorway are a height of 10 tefachim and a width of a four tefachim, and that could come up. Let's see if you have a crawl space. Let's say you're in the basement, you'll have a crawl space for additional storage, and you're meant to crawl in. And the doorway sometimes will be you could fit, but it's not meant for you to walk in standing straight. It's meant for you to crawl through, so the doorway is not 10 tefachim high. So even usually such a space wouldn't be high anyways because it's not as in an otzer, which we. Purposes up is suffix, but it's an otsa that you're typically accessing very rarely. But even if for some reason you have a crawl space that you use every week, you're in and out of the crawl space getting things, but still, if it's not gavoa yutfachim, that's clearly potter. It's gavoa yutfachim in the middle, but not on the side, it's chokin lashlim. So Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the chavim, ain chokin lashlim. You don't have 10 tefachim along the sides, you're potter. That's the approach to the Rif and the Rambam. What the Rush holds is a machlokas, as you saw in Beis Yosef later, Rishon. Machlokas in the Rush's own son, the Tur, versus the Maharil. Because the Maharil, Tur says, Beis Yosef says, the Tur says, yeah, my father was in line with the Rambam and the Rif, and Ein Chokum Lahashlim. If you look at the Maharil, so Maharil. Paskins like Remain. Maril says, Chokin Lashon. Maril says, in such a case, we have the width along the bottom and the height in the middle. Yitakachayim, it sounds like he's basing, it sounds like he understood that the Rosh Hadalah. If the Rosh Hadalah passed like Remain, therefore he, Maril, is passing like Remain. Okay. Certainly, Rov Rishonin passing like the Chacham. Here, so what we just said is the Machlokas, late Rishonin, is there a machlokas Rosh and Rambam had a paskin and remain in the Chacham? There's so many issues are machlokas Rosh and Rambam. Maybe this is, maybe this isn't. The Torah says everyone agrees to the Chachamim that Ein Baragla Hasara is Pater, that Ein Chokin Hashlam. Maril thinks that the Rosh disagreed. Okay. What is a debate is the following. What is a debate is the following. On the assumption you need yesh ragleha, Sarah, what does it mean? Yesh, what are ragleha? You need 10 tefachim high of what? So here is a fascinating question. Because the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch quoted some language of the Rambam,
The Rambam thinks you need to have mamish straight mezuzahs. I need to have tefachim that look like this. And then you can have a kippah on top. So in this case, if this is tefachim or more, everyone agrees if mamish straight, nice vertical mezuzahs, tefachim or more, and then it rounds along the top, everyone agrees that you are chayiv. Everyone agrees that that is called yesh ragleha asar. All the Tanaim agreed yesh ragleha asar is chayiv, even the chachamim. And this case is yesh ragleha asar according to all Rishonim, even according to the Rambam. Here's the question. Let's see if something looks like this. The straight part is only eight tefachim. Right. Or let's say I have something that, then you have a lot of roundedness. Or let's say I have something that looks like there's no straight part at all. The whole doorway is at a slant. The whole thing is rounded. So Rambam says, "Ein ragla asar, no raglaim." Rashi though says this is yesh ragla asar because Rashi says ragleha doesn't mean necessarily straight. Ragleha just means the part of the door where there's more than four tefachim of space in between. So while the Rambam would say in this case I only have eight tefachim straight and then it starts around, Rambam would say pater. Rashi says no. Look, let's say from here to here is four tefachim. Right, so Rashi says all this part where it rounds, as long as from here to here is still across more than four tefachim, that's considered raglan. And therefore, certainly, according to Rashi, Yechayv, yesh ragleh ha'asar, according to Rashi. According to Rambam, yesh. In this case as well, where the whole thing is rounded. So Rambam says, there's no raglan at all. There are no mezuzos. Mezuzah means straight vertical posts. And Rashi says, nah, look at where does it get to less than the width of four? Rashi says, as long as the whole height, as long as you're maintaining the width of four, that's all called mezuzah. Rashi says, this whole piece is called the mezuzah. It's not straight, it doesn't have to be straight, according to Rashi. According to Rambam, mezuzah has to be straight. According to Rashi, mezuzah just means that it's more than, there's more than four tefachim of width to the other side. And there are multiple nafkaminas in this halacha. I should note, just you look at the Mitzvah and Yuma, and look at the Tshuva Saraj, there are a number of Rishonim who line up with the Rambam. And look at, if you want to look in, or 538 in the Mitzvah and Yuma, so lines this up some more. There, several Rishonim agree with the Rambam that mezuzah means absolutely straight vertical, and it has several nafkaminas. Number one is what we're just talking about: yuchai or pater. Do you need a case where it's a wide doorway, but it doesn't? It's not. You don't have vertical side posts, or at least you don't have vertical side posts. There are 10 tefachim high. The fi the Rambam you're pater, the fi Rashi you're chayiv. But that doesn't come up that often. Usually, most doorways you'll come across, even if they're rounded, they're rounded on top. But most of the time, there'll be a vertical, straight vertical part that's way more than 10 tefachim high. So what comes up more frequently is nafkamina number two, because you have to realize that the Taz points is at Sifkat Beis. That fundamentally the machlokas about whether this case is chayiv or pater, where you don't have a vertical part that's 10 tefachim high, is really fundamentally machlokas about how you magdir mezuzah. Does mezuzah mean vertical straight? Or does mezuzah just mean the part where the part of the height where you have a width of at least 4 tefachim? So it's not enough to mean, am I chayv or not? Do I have mezuzah of yud? How about a case like this? Even this case, where even the Rambam agrees you're chayv because there is a straight vertical piece that's 10 tefachim high. Good, I'm chayv. But nafkamina number two is, given that you're chayv, where do you put the mezuzah? Because we saw In Siman Reish Pei Tes, when Shulchan Aruch is next to him, we saw it a while ago. Siman Reish Pei Tes, we saw there are rules for how high the mezuzah has to be. Namely, it has to be. Right, so there were dinim in terms of the depth, in terms of the side, and in terms of height. What were the dinim in terms of height? So it cannot be in the tefach. The top tefach right near the mashkef is off limits. And le'idach gisa, the bottom two thirds are also off limits. It has to be in the shlish ha'elyon. It has to be in the top third, but not in the very topmost tefach. And then we saw that was everyone agreed to. And then we saw further that according to some Rishonim, there's also a preference to be b'tchila shlish ha'elyon. It would be ideal to be as low as possible within that top third. So here's the question. How do you measure thirds? And how do you measure top tefach? So in a door like this where everything is right angle, so it's clear. From the ground until that corner is the mezuzah. So just measure it and divide it into three. But how about if you have straight mezuzos and then it's topped by a kippah? So what do you mean shlosh ha'elyon? So according to the Rambam, the only part that's mezuzah is the straight part. As soon as it starts to be misagel, as soon as it starts to round off, we're done with mezuzah. Maybe that's mashka, that's not mezuzah. So if you're the Rambam, I'm just looking at, this is the mezuzah, according to the Rambam. And so I'm going to look at the top third of that. And I have to be, I can't be in the top tefach of the straight part. And I'm going to, can't be the bottom two thirds of the straight part. Whereas according to the Rosh, according to Rashi, all the way up until I reach a width of less than four tefachim, that's all mezuzah. So I'm not just looking from here to here, I'm looking from here to here. And we're going to add a few more inches. So shlish ha'elyon might be higher. It could throw you off. And tefach ha'elyon is going to be higher. So l'maisa, Taz points out, what you want to do is be machmer l'shnei hatzadim. In other words, you want to be low enough that you're not in the tefach ha'elyon, even according to the Rambam. On the other hand, you want to be high enough, you're not in the bottom two-thirds, according to Rashi. So you're really looking for this band. Okay. If you have a door, it's just sort of rounded, a few inches of roundedness at the corners, it's not going to make that much of a difference. If it's very rounded, you may not have so much room to maneuver. You want to make sure that you're staying out of the two bottom shlishim, even lefi Rashi, who raises everything. And you want, on the other hand, not go so high during the tefach ha'elyon, according to Rambam, who lowers everything. I'm sorry.
Check your doors before you buy them.
Yes. Yeah. And you have to measure both. You have to measure both. Make the cheshbon for both, and make sure you're in the overlap. This kasher l'chaladetz. So that's the second lefi, which again. This comes up more so than it's rare that you have a door that's mamish putter lefi the Rambam, and rarely have a door that doesn't have straight sides or ten tefachim. All right, but you will have to cheshbon shlosh ha'elyon properly. And then finally, the third point, which the shach raises the first nafkamina, but just making sure the door is takachayev that you have gavoa asara. The second nafkamina about figuring out shlosh ha'elyon that the Taz raises sukkot and beis. And then the Shach raises a third nafkamina, which is lefi the Rambah. We were saying, you see, what are the rules? You see, the zechiya that the door has, that the rule of the door has to be 10 tefachim wide. L'chal beis. Is there also a rule of the door has to be 4 tefachim wide? So, according to Rashi, yes, that's a definite. By definition, if it's not 4 tefachim wide, that's not mezuzah. But for the Rambam, the whole issue of four tefachim wide, that was purely just a chokukim lahashlam mishum. That was just lefi. That was a point that was raised by Rav Meir in terms of lein chokukim lahashlam. There is no rule of four tefachim lemaskana lefi the Rambam. There's no need. You have to have mezuzos, which Rambam means straight vertical pieces. If those straight vertical pieces are less than four tefachim from each other, they're still mezuzos. Maybe uncomfortable. But lefi the Rambam, there's no rule of width of dal tefachim. You take a look, when he gives his tanan, he doesn't say it has to be dal tefachim wide. He says it has to be 10 tefachim wide. Lefi Rashi, there absolutely is a rule, lemaskana, even lefi the Chachamim, of rochav dalad. Because the definition of mezuzahs are the parts that are rochav dalad away from each other. Rochav dalad away from each other. So that's important lahalacha. Yeah, then the Ramah ends Sif Beis by Chazin something we spoke about earlier, which is he reminds us that despite how we might read or misread the Pasuk in Chumash, mezuzah is a din on every room, not on every building. That closing Ramah, it's a frightening Ramah. It says apparently it had become commonplace to have one mezuzah per house. Haminik nis pashet v'dinas ayilu. Rov olam somchin al mezuzah achas. Sha'osah pesach batel ve'eno nachan. It's also quoted earlier in the Rish Peivav. Rishonim points out this is absolutely correct. Ein lehem amashis mochu. There were those who had some taina, irshish b'chazerim, and this and that. Difficult sources to be meko. Ramah says there's no good reason. There's no good source to just put a mezuzah in the front door and call it quits. Absolutely. Kol Yerei Shemayim Yisakein Beisoki Dino. V'chol HaPsach L'Chayav. It's like a remarkable and frightening thing. As if you have gone, you have been in Krakow 500 years ago, it sounds like most Jews had one mezuzah in their house. But that was like a mitzvah that had fallen into, it applied then as much as any other time, but sort of like, socially speaking, it had become mikubal